Waste Marketing Radio Network. Broadcasting live throughout the world from the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the 13th anniversary of eBay Radio, all wrapped up inside eBay Open 2016. Remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us. Thank you. Oh, all that applause is so sweet.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of eBay Radio, live from the eBay Open Community Village at the Venetian here in Las Vegas. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. And the crowd goes wild for ReplyManager.com. If you're listening live, today is July 28th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 649. Today we'll enjoy visits with a mystery guest, an eBay VIP, and more, while our live audience will share their best one-minute selling tips, which is a tradition here at eBay Radio Parties and also here now at the heart of the community village at eBay Open in Las Vegas.
How many of you were at Terra Peak's customer appreciation party last night? Woohoo! Did you make it to breakfast this morning?
What's breakfast? Is that a meal of some sort?
eBay Open is in full swing and halfway through day three. And speaking of swinging, tonight is the seller celebration from 7 p.m.
Wait a minute. There's going to be swinging going on?
There's going to be swinging going on.
That leads to key parties and all sorts of
nonsense. Everything. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And the audience goes totally silent.
So, Griff, where is that taking place?
You know, I have no idea.
It's at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh, it is.
It is. And we're all going there in shuttle buses, I understand.
Oh, I love shuttle buses.
Yeah. And sometime before the show's over, hopefully we'll find out exactly how we get to those shuttle buses.
Are we on the senior plan?
Yes, we are. You
Perfect.
And I are.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Right. We get special pref.
There's a ramp instead of staircases, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. We've got an interesting show today, Griff.
What's happening, Lee?
Okay. We have Judy Jordan.
Judy Jordan.
Known as Bird Loaner.
She loans birds?
Yes, but she's supposed to be our mystery guest, and I just gave her name out.
Well, that was smart.
Then we're going to take tips from the audience. We're going to have a tip line from 12:15 to 12:20.
I always learn something.
Then Cindy Halstead. You know Cindy.
Very well.
ETRS, Patty Sin.
Is she here?
She is here. She runs the San Diego meetup.
And she really runs it well.
She runs it very well. And then guess who's going to be on?
I can't imagine.
Hal Lawton Sr.
Oh, my heavens.
Senior VP, North America.
The single most customer-engaged VIP at eBay I have ever known.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
I think he's over-engaged, actually. I don't know how he sleeps. All night he's on Facebook talking to customers, fixing stuff.
Then we have Yetta Weiland, and Jabber is coming.
Where's Yetta?
She's bringing Jabber with her.
Oh, there she
is.
I see her. She's over here. Okay. Hi, Yetta.
Jabber made it, even though Bev couldn't. And then we're going to introduce the eBay Radio team members.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a guest on, Shannon. She sells health and beauty on eBay. She's going to talk about her eBay selling experience.
Okay.
Then we're going to have another tip line, okay, at like 107 to 113 is going to be a tip line. And then we're going to have a very special guest.
Oh, tell me, who?
eBetsy.
eBetsy, do I know her?
eBetsy.
The woman behind the clipboard?
You know, eBetsy usually MCs our eBay radio event every year, right?
Yes.
So I thought, well, God, she's not going to be up there, you know, in plain view. So I thought, let's get her on and talk to her for a few minutes.
I think that would be a great idea.
Ask her about her eBay experience because, you know, she sells for other people.
Right.
Her eBay, she has two eBay accounts, one where she sells for someone and one of her own. And so then we're going to just have fun. So
fun?
We have a lot of interesting things going on.
That's
here.
Because if it ain't fun.
If it ain't fun.
We ain't doing it.
Thank you.
I love a crowd.
I do too. So Griff, what do you think so far?
Well, I think this. I think this is a great event, possibly the best event ever, and I've been to them all. And I think it's because as an employee, I know that the last year, ever since the open event last September, which is almost a year ago, when Devin and team made a powerful commitment to changing the way that things are done with eBay, specifically when it comes to selling and how we treat and respect sellers that they have delivered in spades when it comes to that promise. And I think you'll agree with me. So I think the idea of this was being a seller celebration was spot on, because my feedback so far and listening to all of the sellers that have been here is that this has become a remarkable company and a remarkable year, and all the hard work is paying off. And I got to tell you, sellers, the employees that are here at the events that are either volunteering or manning booths are really feeling the love. So thank you. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, as we broadcast live from eBay Open at the Venetian in Las Vegas, the eBayer who swings both ways here on eBay Radio.
So how's your business on eBay going? Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, live from eBay Open 2016, celebrating eBay sellers throughout the world. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. They're over there in the corner. Hi, guys from Bulk. We love you. Bulk is the new way to source liquidation goods. Now, we mostly talk about selling on eBay, but let us never forget that buying is equally important, because, hey, the buck's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, let's hear it for the buyers, woo! Please. Oh, my gosh.
And with us now is an eBayer who does both. She's Judy Jordan, and she's known on eBay as Bird Loaner, and that's L-O-N-E-R, not L-O-A-N-R, because I thought you loaned birds like a bank.
I used to watch birds by myself.
Really?
Bird loaner.
I get it. So you're alone. I get it.
Goes out alone and watches birds.
So what got you started on eBay, Judy?
Well, one day I needed something, and somehow I ended up going there, and I went, oh, my God, look at all this stuff.
All this stuff. Yeah, I love it.
And then I'm in the printing industry, and things started changing, and I thought, well, you know, I need to find a way to make some money. So I started doing eBay and trying to do some freelance graphics and stuff.
So what do you sell on eBay?
Well, I try to sell. I like to sell that stupid damn plush.
It's okay, Dave.
You can say, on this show, you can say damn, hell, and crap.
Right.
But not the seven words.
I like to sell plush. I know people look down on it, but I make money with it, and especially with the animated stuff. You know, I see those things that have batteries, man, I grab them if they're less than $3.
What do you mean people look down on plush? Why would people look down on plush?
When you say plush, what do you mean?
Well, like, okay, one of the very first things I sold was this big, like, 4-foot long bear that I found at the Goodwill outlet.
So okay.
You know, I probably paid 25 cents for it, and I sold it for $48. So it's kind of inspiring.
That'll get
I've
you
seen,
hooked.
I've seen some bears at the Goodwill. They wouldn't come home with me, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, try the veal. I'm here all week.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, I'm involved with the International out at the Movies Film Festival in Winston-Salem. Oh, and there's a lot of bears there.
There's a lot of bears there, I know. Well, this conversation certainly took a change.
So Judy,
yes.
You made those cute little stickers.
Yes, I did.
For last year's eBay Radio Party and Conference, mm-hmm. First-timers. What advice would you give to a seller who's going to their first eBay event?
Oh, my goodness. Just be like a open, just, you know, listen and take it all in and then take it all home and think about it and figure out. But you can't do everything you learn. You have to pick just one or two things.
To start out, yes. So yes. You say take good notes. Don't worry about it while you're here.
Try not to fall asleep during the speeches.
Have a good time. I live by my Aunt Lil's motto about Vegas. You know, you come here to have a good time, even if you came here to work. So I hope everybody's getting some Aunt Lil time in.
Well,
I've seen a few of you in the out on the casino floor at 3 a.m. looking desperate. I think that's great fun.
Yeah. I loved Devin's speech, and I thought, gosh, you know, I really would like to work for that guy.
Oh, he's fun to work for. He's tough, though. I mean, it's a hard job, but he's a great guy, yeah.
He just was very motivational.
So you talked about past events before we went on the air and how much you liked the eBay Radio Party, which I agree, great event. When you went to your first eBay Radio Party, do you remember something that you learned that you didn't know and you were able to take home and help with your selling?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because I sat with Tim Chapman at lunch one day.
Oh, Tim's a smart guy, yeah.
He told me all about knives and you know, that I loved those lunch and learn where you got the one-on-one with different people. I thought that was real interesting.
What we did was that we always have a board every year at our event where you can sign up to have Dutch treat lunch with the speaker or eBay person of your choice.
Yeah, I love that. That was a great feature.
So here's a funny story. I went to lunch with Brian and Jason one day in this group, and after we got done, they asked everybody, well, how many listings do you have? And this person said 1,500, 2,500, blah, blah, blah. They get to me, and I said 37.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Well, you know something, Judy? People go up and down, too, depending on what's going on in their life. You should never feel ashamed because you don't have at least 50 up there.
Oh, of course.
Because you never know.
Well, I've learned a lot as I've been going, you know, about what to buy and what not to buy. And I have recently realized, and this seems so like you should
There's
know
our
this.
Music, honey. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Judy, thank you for being a guest and continued success. We'll see you around the event.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. Up next, our audience here in the Community Village at eBay Open goes live on Griffin Lee.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
We're broadcasting live today from the Venetian Hotel on the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, celebrating eBay Open 2016. Here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business.
And they're over there. Yay, Bubble Fast.
Yay, Bubble Fast. There's Mark and Robin. Mark and Robin Levine, who are such great sponsors of the show that even the duck gets excited.
And you know, we didn't give a clap for Excelco over there too when we mentioned them. They're reply manager. Yay,
Excelco.
Reply manager Excelco. Okay.
Anyway, this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Bubble Fast. We're handing out the floor right now to our live audience. They're getting up in line because they're going to give us their tips here at the Venetian in Las Vegas. So come up to the microphone to the right of the radio stage and give us your best one, just one tip per customer, 1 minute tip about selling on eBay. Or maybe you have a buying tip. Those would be fun too.
We'll take a seller or a buying tip, but we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies.
Let's get started.
Okay, Danny. I'm sorry. Give your name and
I think you already did.
Your name and your user ID.
I am Danny Ackerman, the Danny app, and thank you. My tip is, and this will be no surprise to those who follow my social media, is to create a niche, build a brand, and utilize the amazing power of eBay to sell your product.
Great tip.
It's simple, isn't it? Underlying. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Takes a little focus, a little discipline.
Thank you, Danny. We appreciate that.
Oh, by the way, Lee.
Yes.
I did hear the ducky.
Oh, the duck quack, yeah.
So if you know the secret word and you get in line, you'll get the prize there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, I'm Judy Jordan, and y'all just heard me. But I have a tip that I was going to say. For new people, I learned this, and it seems obvious. But if you list the same type of items together, you can get more done.
That's a great
tip. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judy.
Get your $25. Did she get her $25 gift certificate? Oh, okay.
Hello, my name is Annette Rostetter, and my store is Elmwood Cottage Collectibles, and my tip is what I consider to be a pretty practical one. I've been selling a lot of clothing lately, and what I do to make, because everybody hates, oh, the measurements. So I list at a computer desk, and I take a sewing tape measure, and I tape it to the front edge of the desk.
Exactly.
And I have the garment in front of me, like on my lap, and I type, okay, length. Do a quick measure by stretching it out on the tape measure.
That's brilliant.
Type. And it's so much easier than getting up.
I never heard that one before.
It's just a practical, easy, much more efficient way to do it.
So, Annette, I've learned a tip that I didn't know. I'm going to take that home and use it on my shirt.
Thank you.
Very good.
Get your $25 gift certificate for Bubble Flask.
Hi, I'm Claudine. My store is a Lion Queen. I sell Native American jewelry. And my tip is I charge a 10% restocking fee, which I know isn't best practice. But I offer my buyers the ability to apply that restocking fee to any future purchase made in the next 30 days.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Excellent. Thank you for that tip.
Thank you. Next up.
Hi, my name is Peggy Losi. I'm known as OrthoTech on eBay for 18 years almost. And I have a real simple tip, and that's to it's because I just got my Medicare card.
Yay!
Congratulations!
It's so good.
And if you're a senior, don't be intimidated to sell on eBay.
I've been doing this
for a long time, and it's so much easier today than it was back in 1998. So give it a try.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Congrats on your turning a certain age.
Hi, Carmi.
Hi. Well, I'm Carmi Docton, Gamma 5 so far. But my tip is I've had an e-commerce group and Central Florida e-commerce group meetup for 4.5 years. And my tip would be that if you don't belong to a meetup group, find one in your area. And if there isn't one, start one.
That's a great tip.
great tip. Get your Bubble Fast gift certificate, please.
Thank you,
Carmi. One more real quick. Oh, it's my poker buddy.
Hey, Howard.
I have the magic word.
Okay, Howard.
Oh. Mr. Griss.
That's it.
Mr. Griss.
Yes. Do you know what that is?
It's like a joker or a blank card in poker.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's a poker term.
What does he win? Win. What does he win? So.
Oh, he wins a $25 gift certificate.
A $25 gift certificate. Well, this was cool.
Right.
I learned something. I'm going to go home and tape a tape measure to my table.
That is a good idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
Then you don't have to schlep it out.
No schlepping. No schlepping allowed.
No schlepping.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Next up, as we broadcast live from the Community Village here at eBay Open, a top-rated seller gives back. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio!
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there is a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
There's one in every category, that annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Coming to you live from the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, it's eBay Radio, tucked neatly inside eBay Open 2016. If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Douba, product sourcing simplified. One of the great things about being an eBay seller is being able to share your passion and give back to the community. With us now is a seller who's doing just that. Cindy Halstead is known on eBay as top-rated seller Patty Sin, and she's the founder and organizer of the Surfs Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group. Cindy, I've been at your group. Fantastic energy at that group. It was a lot of fun, and the food was so good.
Thank you.
So what inspired you, beside the food, to start the group?
Actually, Lee inspired me. I live in San Diego, and so does Lee, and I used to call into the show all the time, and she said, you know, there's not a seller's group in San Diego. Why don't you think about starting one?
And she said,
Not me. But she just kept encouraging me. In fact, helped me do it on the computer. We were doing it together and started to get some members, and it's turned into, we meet about once every 6 weeks, sometimes a little bit more often. And we're not a huge group. We have about 19 to 25 regular people that come, and we have dinner. We sit around and talk, and we talk eBay and packaging and shipping. And then I use a lot of the videos that are available to us from the webinars.
Yeah.
And I use those as teaching because not everybody watches them. And I was surprised to find out how many people came to the meetup group that didn't know about eBay Radio.
Hello.
They had never listened.
We call ourselves the Stealth Radio Show.
Yeah.
And so
that's because we're geniuses at marketing.
So I encourage them to listen to the archives, and they learn that way, too. So it's fun. I have a meeting scheduled August 9th, which I don't think I uploaded to the calendar yet. So
gotta upload it to the calendar. If you've got a seller's group, you have to upload it to our calendar on eBay Radio
to get announced.
Then we announce it. We'll announce it every, the end of every single show, we'll announce your group.
Yeah, but I told my group that, you know, I was going to Vegas with some other friends from the meetup, and that they know that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But I said, but if you come to the meetup, I'm going to have a lot of good stuff for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been going around collecting some, you know,
goodies.
eBay on it, and yeah, lots of goodies to hand out.
That's only available here.
So everybody thinks that when they start a seller group, they need to have 200 people in it or they're not doing well. But actually, even though they say they have 200 people in it, not that many people show up at each meeting because people join sometime from other states.
I have actually 189, but really only about 40 that live within 50 miles.
She actually has 189.
Yeah.
She don't have to have gigantic meeting space for 200 people or anything like that.
Right.
So, in fact, I would think that a smaller group would even work better.
It's fun. It's fun. We have pizza. We meet at the same place pretty much every time.
So how's your, you got a booth?
It's right over there.
We have a meetup booth over here. So if you're interested in starting a meetup group or finding a meetup group close to you, come over and visit the group. We can find if there's one close to you. And if not, we can help you get one started. And like Lee said, you don't have to have 50 members. I actually started kind of a meetup with some other ladies. We called ourselves the,
What?
You know, we were like the bubble divas, remember?
Bubble divas.
We met diving for bubble wrap.
It was diva dumpsters.
Yeah, the dumpster divas.
Dumpster divas is
and
what
so
they
we'd meet
called.
For breakfast. Just
times was so hard back then.
I was born, okay.
So we started, and then I was telling Lee about it and at one of the radio parties, and so she said, why don't you start a meetup group? So that's how we got going.
So what are the advantages to belonging to a group? I know that you can learn a few things, but give us an idea of what else you can, why these groups are so important.
Well, I think they're important because if you're a full-time seller, you're at your computer pretty much by yourself all the time. And so to have the chance to meet up with other sellers and share, lots of times we'll just bring an item and we'll all sit around and we'll look at the item and we'll help the person identify it, show them, okay, you can maybe ship it in this box or maybe it would be better that way. So it's just, It's active feedback, and you're getting together with other sellers that are in the same boat as you, and we have people with stores, and we have newbies, and so we try to encourage everybody.
It's great, great way to socialize instead of being alone at home.
How much does it cost per year to have that meetup group?
The meetup group cost is you pay twice a year for $98 every 6 months.
Okay.
And there are wonderful sponsors. For instance, Voice Marketing has sponsored us twice.
Who are
they? And Bubble Fast has sponsored our group.
Yay, Bubble Fast!
Some of the groups are going to charge a nominal fee for the members.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Cindy, continued success. We'll see you down at the meetup booth. This segment was brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. Coming up next live from the Community Village at eBay Open in Las Vegas, today's eBay guest of honor.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endicia. Endicia lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endicia, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endicia automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endicia grows with your business, too, from Endicia Premium and Endicia for Mac to Endicia Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endicia for free with a 30-day trial at Endicia.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.